This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Starting this summer, CPS Energy will launch a program that's being called one of the utility's largest, most complicated, and most impactful in the CPS Energy's history. They will begin to replace and modify nearly all of the meters in service areas with equipment that will link the customer's households directly with the utility's system. It's called the Smart Meter Program. CPS says smart meters will save money, improve reliability, and give consumers the opportunity to better track and manage their energy usage. But there are some people who have fears about smart meters. What about you? Have you ever had a smart meter? You're welcome to call in and tell us how it worked for you. Or do you worry about privacy and other issues? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. And you can email us at thesource@tpr.org or comment directly on our show page on our website at tpr.org. And joining us to explain smart meters and how they work, John Moreno. He's a spokesperson for CPS Energy. John, welcome to The Source.
David, thank you for having us.
So what is a smart meter? What makes it so smart? Is my meter dumb now?
Not exactly. It's an upgrade to the technology that's out there today, right? The smart meters actually will be a big benefit to customers in that they'll be able to provide customers with almost near real-time data consumption information. So as a customer, that type of information could be literally at your fingertips through via a smartphone device, tablet, even a desktop computer, things of that nature. So if someone today wanted to know how much electricity they've used for the month of April, that information would only be available to them at the end of the month when they receive their monthly utility bill. With a smart meter, that data will be available to them via these devices that I mentioned almost near real time.
So I could go online to and have a password and log in and check to see how much energy I've used today while I'm at work, and say, or I could later on, maybe down the line, as things become more advanced with the smart utilities, be able to use that.
Exactly. So, and I'll just use an analogy here. If you were going to go fill up your vehicle with gasoline every week, and say you went to a fueling station that didn't tell you how much the price per gallon was, and the gas pump didn't tell you how many gallons of gas you just put into your vehicle, but at the end of the month, you receive a bill from the fueling station for, you know, $400, whatever that might be, your first reaction might be, wow, if I had known this, I would have driven less. So liken that to smart meters. If you can see how much you're using, you may be encouraged to use
less. Which happens sometimes because you run the air conditioner thinking that it's not that bad, but then you get the bill at the end of the month and you realize, holy moly.
Exactly. So just imagine this. Imagine that you have a spike in your bill and you want to know what's the result of that. So you're looking at an online portal and you're seeing that every day, for example, at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, your electric consumption just shoots up. And you can't figure out what it is because you're at work. So one day you decide to stay home and see what it is, and you realize, hey, my AC is always kicking on, and it's got this weird noise. Something is stuck, and it's just making this weird noise. And the reason I can say this is because I used to do high bill investigation calls. So I have gone to homes and found these type of issues. But if you don't have a device or a web portal that tells you, hey, your energy's peaking at 3 p.m. on every day of the week, you would maybe never catch that. And at the end of the month, unfortunately, you'd be paying for that energy use.
All right. Well, we're going to go to the phones right now. We're getting some calls in. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Hugh has called in. Let's get Hugh on the air. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air, Hugh.
Yeah. A more appropriate and better technology has existed for decades. It's called time-of-day metering. I used it in Baltimore from Baltimore Gas and Electric. You get charged 16 cents per kilowatt hour during the day or higher, and at night the stuff is practically free. This causes you to shift things like dishwashing and clothes washing and all kinds of things off the peak time. We were able to save 30% of the bill.
All right, Hugh. Thanks for that call and letting us know about that program. And so, John Bonino, is that something that could come along with the smart meters and the smart grid initiative?
The nice thing about incorporating smart meters is it does lead to a whole slew of available products down the line for our consumers, for our customers, whether that be time of use rates or whether that be prepaid whatever that may be. Right now, we don't have that option with an analog meter. So that's a great call here, and I'm glad that he brought that up, because down the road, and that's not something that we're looking at today, because rolling out the smart meters is a four-year project before we can even begin to think what's the next thing we want to offer as a byproduct of having these smart meters in our customers, at our customers' homes.
So, but that is, I know you don't want to go on the record and say this is going to happen, but is a strong possibility that something like this would be developed here locally after we have the rollout and we get used to smart meters and we have the smart grid initiative online. We can start saying, if you try to use some of these things during non-peak hours, and you will see a price benefit.
Certainly. I'll go on the record to say that it's something that would definitely be a consideration, if that's fair. Unfortunately, that's not a decision that I would partake in, but it's something that I'm sure as a utility, if it benefits the customers and if it's a product offering that we know customers would want, then certainly I think we owe it to our community to at least consider that.
So let's talk more about how this works. So it's a smart meter. It's a whole new device. So what happens? That someone from CPS Energy is going to come to my house, take the one I have now off and put this on? How's that going to work?
Essentially, that's it in a nutshell. But if I can, David, I kind of like to give the big picture, because we focus a lot on smart meters, the actual devices that are going to be installed in the customer's home. But if I could step back for just a minute and kind of give the big picture of what we are referring to as a smart grid initiative, where the smart meters are just one component of that. The larger components is what we refer to as distributed automation. There are devices out there in the field today that communicate to us via our current communications network. In other words, if there's a power outage somewhere in San Antonio, these devices will let our energy management center know that there's an issue.
Because right now, if there's a power outage, you're waiting for someone to call in and say, hey, my lights aren't on.
Down to the finite home, yes. If someone's home is out, we don't know that until they call us. However, if a larger circuit is out, for example, we'll know that. But what's happening now is we're using a contractor by the name of Corex Utilities, and they're installing what we are referring to as a mesh network. These are the devices that will actually send back the data, the customer's consumption use data, back to CPS Energy. So a smart meter will essentially send that information back to us through the network. It could be called a canopy or network, but those are essentially what they are, as communication devices. So that's really the foundation on which the smart grid initiative is
yeah, but
built
on. Does the average homeowner really need to know all this stuff? I mean, they want to know if they turn the lights on that it comes on, and then when the bill comes that they can afford it.
You're exactly right. That's really what they want to know. But the reason I alluded to that or said that was to let customers know that when it comes to an outage in their home, at their home or in their neighborhood, today CPS Energy has to identify an area where the possible outage could have occurred. Today, someone has to roll it. We have to roll a truck, and a technician will go out there and visually inspect the line and locate where the fault is. Now, let's pretend it's 3 a.m. in the morning and it's raining. That's going to take quite a bit of time. But with this smart grid network and this whole convergence of a system, we'll be able to identify almost to the block where the outage has occurred and get to it quicker.
Okay, we're going to continue talking about this smart grid initiative, smart meters being rolled out in San Antonio. We'll talk about what neighborhoods are going to be getting these smart meters first, how they notify the people, how the transition is going to work, how it will impact homeowners. We'll also address some concerns about privacy. We welcome your phone calls. The number is 210-614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX, and we're going to be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about smart meters in San Antonio. CPS Energy is rolling out this very expansive program. It's going to help people keep track of how much energy they use. It could make this system more reliable and could save the CPS Energy and the consumers money in the long run. Joining us to talk about that, John Moreno. He's a spokesperson for CPS Energy. We invite your questions and calls. Number is 210-614-8980. So, John, starting in August, these things start being popping on people's homes. Where they go first?
Okay, so we've got four locations that we've identified across our community, and they were selected for particular reasons, which I can go into if you want me to. But one of the areas is what we're referring to as Northwest, which is kind of the 410 to 1604 between 151 and Bandera Road area. We've got an area called east of 281, which is near the downtown, but it's close to like the Toro Heights. Toro Hills, Alamo Heights, and Olmos area. And then we've got a central location, which is our downtown area. And then there's also a south location, which is south of Highway 90 all the way down to Military.
So how do you do this? I mean, am I going to get a notice on my door or something that says that we're going to replace the meter? Will my house temporarily lose power when that happens? So when I come home and I see all my clocks blinking at me, how's that going to work?
Okay. So what we've done is we've put out a communications plan, and part of that plan includes communicating first with the council districts and then communicating with the homeowners associations that are located within these areas, these four areas that I mentioned, and sending a letter out basically asking them to invite us out to talk about this smart meter installation.
Beyond that, have community meetings and things.
Well, we are. We're hoping to get some HOAs that will call us and say, hey, you know what? I know you're going to be in my area, and I'd like for you to come talk to our HOA. We're also going to have some events during the summer that will have information aside from smart meter information, also energy conservation information. So we're going to be out there in the summer and kind of talking to folks about this and letting them know that it's coming in their direction. So the other part of the communications plan is to notify the customers at least 30 days in advance of receiving their smart meter. So if a customer is on the list to receive a meter, we're going to send them a letter. And then about 7 days before we actually arrive at their home, they should be receiving a pre-recorded automated phone call that lets them know that we'll be going to their home to install their new meter and to please provide a clear pathway access to the meter. So that's all part of our communications plan. We want to make sure that our customers are fully aware of when we're coming into their neighborhoods, and we want to communicate as often as possible with them.
Okay, great. We've got a ton of phone calls. Let's try and get many of these on the air, and their number is 614-8980. Marco has called in. Marco, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Okay. He's got the time delay.
Yes, I was wondering. I've heard some problems with the smart meter.
Okay, Mark, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, turn off your radio or something because it's throwing us off.
Okay. Yes, and I was just wondering, can we refuse these meters? And if we can, how do we go about that?
So what are your concerns, Marco?
My concerns were I've heard that they've started fires, they have radiation, and they might actually increase the electric bill without a lot of explanation and things like that. And I also understand that legally we can refuse these. These aren't mandatory, and since it's our homestead and such.
Okay, Marco, thanks for that great question. Appreciate you calling in. Okay. So let's get John Modeno from CPS Energy to try and take those on.
Okay, so thank you, Marco, and certainly we do appreciate your question. The quick answer is yes. Customers will have an option to opt out for a fee. And for whatever reason they decide to do that, we really want to take the time to educate them as to what a smart meter is and what it can do for you. Marco brought up some instances that he brought up that causes fires or some other things of that nature. We have actually taken a very cautious approach in implementing smart meters. There are close to 40 million smart meters implemented across this nation. So we have that information available to us that tells us, for the most part, these smart meters are something that are going to continue to be installed over the next several years, and we decided to do that now. This comes on after we had already done a 40,000 meter pilot program here in San Antonio. So, for example, I've got a smart meter in my home, and I've never experienced or had any issues with it at all. And from the 40,000 that are currently in our community, I don't know of any individual who's actually called and asked us to remove that meter for whatever reason. So he brings up a very good point, a very, very good legitimate concern that we address in our frequently asked questions that are on our website. And certainly I would encourage everyone to go and read for themselves that information. But the short answer is yes, there will be an opt-out option, and there will be a fee associated for that. We do want folks to understand that if we have folks that are opting out of getting a smart meter, that means there's one less device out there that can bring information back to CPS Energy. We refer to that as holes in our mesh network. In order for Smart Grid Initiative to work, ultimately we need the most smart meters that we can get out in our community so that all of that information has a good path to get back to CPS Energy. The more people opt out, the more holes in that network there are, and the more difficult it is to retrieve information from smart meters.
Okay, more questions from callers. Number is 614-8980. Daniel has called in. Daniel, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I'd like to know, what is CPS Energy's plan on implementing a tiered pricing model to consumers? So currently, residential customers pay one price. Other utilities who have implemented a smart meter system have at some point or another charged a tiered pricing model, meaning at, for example, 3 to 5 p.m., you're going to pay a higher rate to potentially reduce demand across the market or the grid as a whole.
Okay, Daniel, that sounds like the off-peak hour pricing type of stuff, and we were talking about that earlier. So
we did talk a little bit about that earlier, and again,
You're not able to actually commit to
policy,
but it's happened in the past, and it may be something that CPS Energy would explore later down
the line. So what I did commit to was saying that it would be something that we would definitely consider. And I'm sorry, I didn't quite get from Daniel whether he was opposed to that or in favor of. And that's something that we really want to know from our community. Are they in favor of something like that? That between whatever time of day it is, it'll be a less – you know, less that they're paying for that energy use, or are they opposed to that? So that's an interesting question that I think we would definitely seek the input from our community on before we were to move forward with anything like that.
So what about natural gas consumption? That is something else that I see on my CPS bill.
That's a very good question, and thanks for reminding me. The natural gas meters will also receive an upgrade. It won't be a complete natural gas meter exchange. On the natural gas side, what will happen is there will be a module that will be attached to the existing meter, and that module is equipped with wireless technology that will get that information back to CPS Energy by relaying it from meter to meter or relaying it directly to what we call a relay or an access point back to CPS Energy. So it'll find, for lack of a better word, the path of less resistance to get back to us, to get that information back to us.
And speaking of billing, we got a question from online from an email. Noticed that a new fee on my bill this month for the smart meter. Is that already showing up on people's bills?
The smart meter fee is actually rolled in to the last rate increase that was approved that took effect February 1st. It was a 4.25% rate increase, which encompasses a lot of things in there, but part of that was the cost for the smart meter. So what customers won't see is they won't see any additional fees to their bills. They won't see a line item, for example, that says X amount for a smart meter. That's already included into your regular rate.
Okay, so I'm not going to get billed for a smart meter.
Not any more than what's already in your rates. So that's all in there already.
Okay, let's get another caller on the line. Marlise has called in. Marlise, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, my question is, will somebody else be able to control my energy usage in my home? Because if I want to keep it 68 in my house, that's what I want it to be. I don't want somebody else to be able to, you know, turn it up for my consumption if I'm willing to pay for it.
All right, Marlise, thanks for that call. We appreciate that question. And can they do that?
That's an excellent question, and I'm glad she brought that up because it really challenges us to make sure that our messages are clear. What she's referring to is a program that we have a couple of programs. One, we have something that's called a home manager program, which does currently work with a smart meter, and then we have a smart thermostat program. Both of those programs are something that a customer has to sign up for. The smart meter will only provide us with consumption information. So whatever you're using at your home on a monthly basis, that's the information that we're receiving back from the meter. It does not allow us to control what your temperature setting is. It does not allow us to turn off.
So you don't have remote control over my house?
No, we do not. And to be honest with you, we wouldn't have time to remote control.
Well, I appreciate Marlise's question, but there's a lot of issues. I've seen a couple of websites called like Ban Texas Smart Meters and some websites. I have all these ideas about what this means, that you're able to tell what websites you go to and what TV shows you're going to watch and all this lack of privacy. And this means that the black helicopters are going to come and target me because I watched this channel and not that channel. Where is this coming from?
You know, I've done some research online to see where that's coming from. And some of the information that's out there, to be honest with you, it's scary. Some of the information that's out there.
Well, it scares me.
The truth is, we're talking about a device that's going to transmit energy consumption information back to CPS Energy. At the same time, if we needed to restore a power, for example, a customer wants to move into a new residence and we need to turn on their power, we can do that remotely as well. We won't have to send a truck out there to do that. So that's the extent of what we're doing with these smart meters. There's a lot of misconception out there that maybe we're going to be looking at what you're using, what appliances, what time of day you've come home, things of that nature. And that's simply not something that CPS Energy is interested in doing.
And we had a call earlier. He raised this issue of radiation, because you're using a Wi-Fi type technology, right? Kind of like cell phones.
Exactly. So again, what we're talking about is we're talking about a device that uses similar technology to that you would find on cell phones, Wi-Fi, routers, baby monitors, two-way walkie-talkies. So it's a technology that's been around for a while.
So you're using the same spectrum that we're already using, like radio waves.
Exactly. So it's not anything new as far as radio frequency. We're surrounded by radio frequency every day.
But I think whenever you put anything new and then you're going to put it on my house and then it's very difficult to opt out, like I have to pay this fee to opt out, which is not cool. People are like, hey, I'm very suspicious, and some people are very vulnerable to that.
Depending on what research they're doing, they can find information that speaks to the opposite of hey, the radio frequencies are at the levels that they're dangerous for you. And you can also find information that says the total opposite of that. So I would encourage everyone to do some research and really learn for themselves what is out there regarding the smart meter radio.
All these different issues. We try and keep the lines of communication open. I'm glad. Thanks for coming on the air with us. John Moreno, spokesperson for CPS Energy, talking us through this. If there are more questions, we'll ask you to come back and let people continue to talk this out. And this is The Source on KSTX. And when we come back from the NPR news break, we're going to be talking about Walk and Roll San Antonio using alternative transportation, walking, bus, bikes to get to work every day. This is The Source on KSTX.